At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to the Thought Police podcast. This particular edition is brought to you by Dave Johnson, who is also the boss of Suitable Choices. Suitable Choices is an independent mortgage brokerage which covers the whole of the UK, although the company is based in sunny Kent, just outside of Margate. His tagline is straight talking, no bullshit advice, and he's obviously a man after our own hearts. You can find him on suitablechoices.co.uk. We are live, of course, in the pub. You probably know which one, but we're not going to say it just in case loads of people decide to suddenly turn up, because we're not going to be able to drink with anybody today apart from occasional glasses with each other. It's me and Kevin O'Sullivan, but at the moment it's just me because Kev's fucking late again, I'm afraid. But this is, of course, the Audio Boom podcast. Kevin O'Sullivan is now here with his glass of wine. Well done, Kev. Back from your hot foot.
Just
from your
got in from Greece.
Just got in from Greece.
What a shithole.
Right. Now, listen, I've been having complaints about people saying that you're all slanging off foreigners, so you're going to stop doing it.
Fuck off. Who's been complaining about that?
I can't tell you. But
well, I can tell you. They can go fuck themselves.
They've been on Twitter complaining about you slanging
people off. I've just spent 2 fucking weeks in Greece. Actually, the Greeks are great. But
well, you shouldn't be fucking... They should be grateful for that money you must have been spending.
Yeah. Fucking really should.
Take out a fucking mortgage to go to Italy.
But where we were staying, like every day, these two sort of ferries would turn up. They were like holiday ferries. And they would disgorge. I mean, I'm not kidding, about 2,000 Italians.
Really?
Which changed the complexion of the resort.
I like the Italians. I had a great time in Italy, but we'll come back to that in a minute, because this is what we're doing, right? We're going to be doing this live stream. If you're watching it now, then congratulations, you've managed to do what Kevin couldn't do, which is to work out how that all works. He was trying to put out a tweet earlier saying, this is how you do it. So if you're not watching it now and you're listening to it later, sorry you missed it. Because what you could have done was send in a question.
I did put out a fucking tweet.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, are you sure it's the right link there?
I put out my own one.
Well, well done. It's fucking long enough.
I just couldn't find it on your timeline, so I think you're the one who fucked it up, actually.
Yeah, that's probably true. Almost certainly, always the case that when you accuse me of getting it wrong.
If anything fucking goes wrong, it'll be old fuckface.
Yeah, that's what you say. But however, you are the man who indeed went to Greece.
I did go to Greece.
And made the most boring fucking travelogue video that anybody's ever fucking seen, right? Here's a picture of me. Oh, look, behind me you can see the sea, except you can't see the fucking sea because it's so far away. I don't know what fucking cottage you had rented in the fucking hills.
That, when you went to fucking Italy, all you did is sit in front of a fucking tree and go on about, oh, the Italians aren't hysterical.
Well, no, what I didn't do was spend fucking about 25 fucking minutes filming videos of myself walking around.
Well,
right?
I thought you wanted a fucking holiday report.
Yeah, no.
I suggested I do a holiday report, so I did.
Well, I did.
And then I fell in the fucking sea.
And you didn't record yourself falling in the fucking sea.
Oh, yeah, how are you going to fucking film yourself falling in the fucking sea, you fucking idiot?
Well, I want to see...
Oh, hang on a second, I fall in the sea, I'll just... film myself.
Well, were you filming yourself?
Fucking ridiculous.
Right. Well, were you filming yourself?
I didn't plan
yourself
to fall in the sea.
No, I know that, but were you filming yourself when you fell in the sea?
No, I wasn't. Henrietta was filming me, but at the time,
well,
I was scoping out a fucking shot, and I was sort of checking it myself with my phone.
Right.
And
so your phone wasn't recording?
Well, no, I was just looking at it,
right.
And What I didn't notice was that
there was a C there.
There were a series of steps.
You're like Dominic Raab.
Well, I fell into the steps and then the next step and then into the fucking sea, which luckily was only about waist high.
It was the only interesting thing that fucking happened to you, so you should have got her to
reenact it. It wasn't the only interesting thing that happened to me.
You should have had her reenact it.
I didn't put it all on film, mate, I'll tell you.
Well, I don't want to hear about those sort of sordid activities that you might have got up to. But what I'm saying is that the one thing I wanted to see was you falling in the fucking sea.
Yeah, I know, but you can't fucking... Look, I'm going to say it to Henrietta. Hey, film me falling into the sea. You know, why can't it you happened by fucking accident.
Yeah, I know, but why couldn't you have reenacted it?
I'll do that then. Next time.
I mean, even Pooch is agreeing with me. So, I mean, he knows a thing about
filming. He's a cunt as well.
He knows a thing or two about filming. You know, it should have gone... You know, Kevin O'Sullivan goes on holiday...
All right, next time you fucking go to fucking Italy, you fucking fall in and film yourself.
No, because I didn't want to do that. I was too busy enjoying myself to film the fucking holiday.
Too busy enjoying yourself to just film yourself under a tree.
Yeah, well, I did, because that was in a beautiful garden where the grapes were growing, if you've been
You're calling my report boring.
No, but it might have been boring, but it was only 2 minutes long. Yours was boring and half a fucking
hour. Yeah, well, I told you I would do a full holiday report.
Nobody's interested,
I included
though.
The drama of my boat running out of fucking petrol.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Well, cunts who rented me the fucking
everyone
boat.
Everyone else is a cunt apart from you.
By the way, the fucking boat, right, it's about like 150 quid for the day. And I'm thinking, well, that's quite expensive. But anyway, so we get out there, and then when the fucking thing ran out of petrol, I was furious. I go, fucking 150 quid, they don't even fill the fucking thing up.
They didn't have a fuel gauge.
It's in the back, you know. You just assume they're going to fill the fucking thing up. Anyway, they came out and filled it up, as you saw on my exciting holiday video.
Yes.
And then we spent the rest of the day fucking around on the boat.
I mean, even Henrietta thought
by the way, I got seasick. Yeah. When we got back, right, I said, well, it was a great day. 150 quid is quite expensive for a boat, but it was really good, lovely. The guy comes up and he checks it. He goes, that'll be 70 euros for the fuel. I said, wait a second. So I've got to now pay you for the fucking fuel that you didn't actually even fill up.
Also, you wouldn't have used the whole tank, would
you? No. So anyway, I had to give him another 70 fucking euros.
So you paid like 200 quid then?
About that, yeah. But it was a great day. And... The one thing about me, though, is I'm the shittest sailor who ever lived. So the sea was like mill pond.
Yeah.
And after about five hours of this sailing around, I started to feel fucking sick and pissed off. Yeah, because it made me feel ill.
Well, how long were you becalmed for?
Luckily we were quite near the port, so we only were delayed for about 10 minutes with that while I was sitting there.
Oh, well,
swimming.
That's not so bad then. I thought you were stranded out there for fucking hours.
No, they get that because I managed to get them on the phone and
like
they
the fucking ancient mariner.
But I was a bit the fucking bloke. Anyway, I get on the boat.
Didn't you say he got pissed off with you for shouting?
Yeah, the boat guy gets so I get the boat guy. I said, "The fucking fuel's run out. You can come and fill it up." And he goes, "You must calm down, sir." I said, "I'm not, I'm completely calm.
I'm
just fucking angry with you." He goes, "You must check the gauge." I said, "What am I, the petrol boy? You're the fucking boat owner. You must calm down." I said, "Don't fucking tell me to calm down, you cunt." Anyway, he was very conciliatory when I finally got out.
I bet he was.
Sorry about that, sir.
Yeah. But it is a bit cunty, isn't it?
It was cunty.
To give you a boat with no fucking fuel in it.
I mean, exactly.
That really isn't very smart. Yeah. But I mean, overall, your impressions of where you were quite good.
It was a lovely place.
Food?
It's fantastic because literally fish straight out of the sea and grilled. And
you normally see them whacking an octopus on the side,
don't
you?
Yeah, lots of all that delicious stuff.
Hang on. What about the vegan option, though? Because they eat a lot of fucking fish, don't they?
Well, I just ate fish.
Yeah, but you do. What about Henrietta?
Well, she ate Greek salads almost exclusively. Almost exclusively for 2 weeks.
Because you go, I mean, Italy's the same. They're not big on vegetarian food. Because you go, there's something in that, isn't there, that's not vegetarian. And so, you know, we were all fine. But, you know, if you happen to have somebody vegetarian with you, as I did, you know, she wasn't always easy to fucking please, but there we are.
Yeah.
But the fucking wine was amazing. And the reason you say that I did a picture from the garden was because I put loads of pictures out of the swimming pool.
No, you did.
And it was a beautiful house that we had. But the guy's garden was unbelievable. Uh-huh. He literally was growing everything. I mean, people talk about drought. He'd got it all fucking irrigated. It was the greenest garden you've ever seen. The earth was that really rich brown soil they have in Italy.
Yeah.
He had fucking tomatoes this size. He had peppers, chilies. He had his own wine growing there. He was making his own wine.
Amazing.
It was fucking unbelievable. Yeah. When we arrived, he just had this huge, big plate of produce, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, it tastes so much better.
Yeah.
But so we went to the local store after a few days of going to, constantly going to restaurants. We had this amazing balcony with a view over the marina and everything. So I said, right, let's go and sort of make a kind of big salad kind of thing.
Greek
Get a bottle of wine, local wine, and sit, have lunch on the terrace with the beautiful view. And it was a great idea. And so we got all the tomatoes, peppers, all the local stuff. Got back. I mean, tomatoes were quite good, but everything else was fucking completely tasteless.
Really?
Shit.
Why?
I don't know.
That's unusual.
Actually, the rocket was all right, or the arugula. And the tomatoes were good, but the rest not so good.
I mean, the great thing about Italy for me is that we went to this little town called Astuni, which is called the White City. And I thought, imagine you wouldn't be able to call that here because it'd be fucking racist. But they have to change the name. Can't call it that. The reason they call it that is not because everybody's fucking white, but because the fucking buildings are all whitewashed.
Yeah, yeah.
And they, by law, they have to whitewash them every year. And it's amazing. Yeah. Cathedral at the top. Lots of these little tiny pedestrian
streets.
Yeah, no,
I saw the bridge. Looks great.
But of course, then you're walking up these little tiny pedestrian streets, which are about this wide, and suddenly there's a bloke in a Fiat behind you trying to get up the fucking the pedestrian bit in a car.
Well, they're small enough, aren't
they?
Yeah,
they're small enough. And also, they still, the great thing about this is they still park anywhere they fucking like, you know. There's no problem at all. I kept just going into the town and finding a spot on the fucking corner, just parked there. Didn't get tickets or anything. And I said to Pooch earlier, you know, we used to go to Italy when I was a kid, and it was like fucking chaotic and mad, and we used to laugh at the cops because they dressed funny and in white uniforms and carabinieri and all that. But it was fucking absolutely, you know, like heaven, because everything there worked. And we came back here, and of course, nothing fucking worked. The only good thing was we got no delays really going out to speak of. There was a little bit of a queue going through security. But coming back, I don't think I've ever got out of fucking Terminal 5 quicker at Heathrow.
Well, you know what? The thing is, obviously there's been problems at the airports and the airlines have had
But
trouble.
Not so much anymore, though.
But I don't think they were ever as bad as they looked. The big scourge of our time, and I don't want to besmirch our profession, but online journalism is a fucking ongoing scandal.
It is.
So what they've done is if they can get a queue in an airport and say EasyJet cancelled 5 flights, they say, chaos! Thousands don't make it! Well, what even at the height of the airport problems this summer, earlier in the summer, 95% of flights were taken
off.
It went up to 99%. And now you've got just a very small number of flights. So the vast, vast majority, 99% of people, are arriving at airports expecting chaos and nightmares. Yeah. And it's just like you, Mike, but we had no trouble at all.
And exactly right. Going into the Italian airport, Brindisi, I should say, didn't take any longer than it would have taken before, because they look at your passport like before, now they just stamp it.
It's a clickbait story.
Thing, right? Do you remember the fucking chaos at Dover and everyone's like, oh, it's all Brexit. You voted for this. It's like, well, first of all, I didn't vote for it. Second of all, it's the cunts from France that are causing it. Yeah. Nobody else. And now it's fine. Now it's absolutely fine, right?
Yeah, there was this Greek group. We went to this, one of our favourite restaurants. There was a really impressive bloke who ran it. He was very Greek, but he was born in Chicago and stuff. And he said to me one day, he said, so this Brexit, very good idea, very good idea. How do you do it? I said, well, you just have a fucking...
Because they want to get out as well.
They fucking hate
the EU. Well, do you know why? Because do you remember when they had that fucking terrible, you know, economic crisis and people were rioting in the streets?
The EU tried to screw them.
The EU fucked them, right? Because they made
gave them an impossible deal.
Well, they also made them qualify by sort of factoring in these figures from Goldman Sachs, which were all fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Pretended they had figures they didn't have. But they then made it possible to get... The Greeks were actually having to import fucking olive oil from Germany because it was cheaper than stuff they were making themselves. They totally fucked Greece. Bankrupted the fucking place.
Yeah. And then gave them in order to bail them out, they gave them an impossible payback deal. At which point, Greece was about to leave.
They defaulted on the loans.
Yeah, they pretty much said, well, fuck you then. And then the EU, of course, backtracked a bit because what the EU actually wants to do is bully everyone to the point they do what they're told.
Yeah.
But like all bullies, when they are stood up to, they cave in.
Exactly right. And, so it's good to know that things were running smoothly while you were away.
It was lovely, yeah.
So you come back to this country to find that I've just seen a bill that's been presented for the payment of electricity. 2,600 and something quid, which about 2 years ago was 800.
I know.
What the fuck is going on?
It's a fucking joke. I mean, like when you went away,
yeah.
I had exactly the same experience. You go away for 2 weeks, you come back and you think, hang on, what changed? Oh, I know, nothing.
Yeah.
Same omni shambles. Same fucking shit going on. That fucking ridiculous Tory leadership battle.
No.
Can you believe it's still going on?
I know.
Fuck off, Rishi.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Right.
You know, what is he's, the you fucking know, point
today,
of it?
The betting for him today is 25 to 1 on.
Yeah.
In a two-horse race. Yeah. Just fucking give it up, mate. Yeah.
I'm the candidate who's going to tell you what you don't want to hear. Good politician. Very good idea, Rishi. Can't imagine why you lost, you dumb cunt. Mm. Fuck's sake.
He really doesn't seem to have a clue. But, I mean, I can't say I'm looking forward to Liz Truss being the fucking Prime Minister.
Well, she won't. I mean, the point is I've reflected on, I'm sure you have too, you've got these two, you know, very ambitious, youngish politicians. I'm going to be Prime Minister. I'm going to be Prime Minister. What do you want this job for?
Yeah.
Because when Liz Truss gets it on September
it's 5th, the shittiest job,
in the months to come, she is going to learn about unpopularity on a scale that you could not imagine. She is going to be the fucking hate figure of all time. It will not really be her fault, but she is sailing in to a fucking situation that is utterly impossible.
The only
millions of people won't be able to afford their bills. What do you do then?
Well, I think they're going to have to say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have to not only reduce VAT, we're going to have to do away with them. Do you know there are 57% of levies and taxes and all the rest of it making up all of these bills, they're going to have to do all of that and say, look, at least cut the fucking thing in half. And even then, it's still nearly double what it was 2 years ago. But people simply can't pay. They won't be able to. You can't just magic fucking money out of a tree, can
wasn't
you?
Isn't it something like...
I mean, the government fucking can, but we can't.
On a litre of petrol or something, 60% goes to the fucking government?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's completely ridiculous. And they've got to fucking just reduce the price. They can't be doing any of this giving money away shit. You know, like, they're giving me fucking £66 in October. I don't really need it, but they can't stop giving it to me. I've told them I don't want
we'll
it.
We'll get it.
But they're going to give it to me anyway. So people are going, oh, you can give
millionaires
it to
and billionaires.
Well, I'm not giving it to fucking charity, that's for sure, because every fucking charity I know, they'll take 50 quid of the 66
so we've got to get the green
and give it to the chief exec. Fucking, you know. Yeah.
And that, you know, that cunt Boris Johnson, his parting shot. By the way, do you see that? So he wasn't far from me in Greece. The fucking the Mail Online, right? Talking about online cunts. Yeah. Cunt journalists. They're not journalists. They're fucking little nerds. And it's a picture of this cunt with his fucking great... It says, Boris, beach buddy ready. Beach buddy fucking ready. Beach fucking whale ready.
Yeah.
Fat fucking cunt.
I mean, looks a bit like
fat fucking cunt. And his parting shot as Prime Minister is, ooh, you know, let's hope we keep up the green project. Keep playing your green levies. No, you fat cunt. Fuck your green levies. Shove them up your fat fucking ass. I mean, unbelievable.
I know. Nobody but the very wealthy now believes that it's a good idea. You know, people like Ben Goldsmith and fucking Zach Goldsmith, and they're all sitting around on their multi-million pound fucking inheritances from their fucking dad, going, oh, but it's really important because, you know, the earth is burning. Fuck off, the earth isn't burning. The earth is now fucking flooding. Oh, it was burning last week. This week it's flooding. And then I can't go to fucking the beach in Sussex because it's covered in shit. Thanks to the fucking water companies who can't seem to control the fucking sewage. Absolute fucking 24 carat cunt.
Thanks, Southern
fucking,
Water.
You know that fucking pipe?
You're so right.
That pipe. Do you know where that is? That's where you and I walk for the dogs. God, that's where I go every fucking weekend. I can't take Ziggy to the fucking beach. It's unbelievable.
It is. But you know, here's the fucking deal, right? The reason we're paying all these levies and that old fat cunt Boris is still saying, oh, green, the green project, carbon net zero. So, you know, when you sort of say to these people, well, I don't really accept your proposition that this is an emergency, and I'm also not convinced that if we have any kind of a climate problem, it's man-made. And they go, oh, well, you can't say that. You can't say that. You go, well, why can't I say that? Oh, because, you know, the vast, nearly every scientist will tell you it's true. Well, have you seen the climate declaration? Climate change declaration.
Right.
So just as, do you remember the
COVID one?
COVID declaration. Yeah. What was it called? The Great Barrington Declaration. Yeah. Well, there's now the climate change equivalent of it, and it's called the Climate Declaration. And more than 1,000 eminent scientists. I mean, not fucking two-bit morons. You're talking about people from Harvard, MIT, Oxford, Cambridge, really eminent scientists in the field of ecology are just saying, enough, this is not true. We do not accept there is a climate emergency.
It's certainly, I mean, even if it is true, it's certainly not provably true. Nobody can say for sure that what is happening now is a result of something we did before, and neither can they say that if we get to fucking, because I ask people now, what does net zero actually do? Yeah. Net zero does all. Yeah. It doesn't change anything. Yeah. And unless the Earth and its atmosphere and its fucking carbon won't change for fucking generations.
Unless you accept what has happened since 2012 is there has been a real spike in temperatures. The Earth has heated up a lot. But this happens...
Well, it's heated up a bit.
But this happens sporadically. Mm. It's been happening sporadically for thousands of years. It'll heat up for 5 years, and then you'll get no activity. So I think it was from 2002 until 2008, it was absolutely static. There was no movement at all. Mm. Then 2012, it started really going up. And so they say that means that this is all to do with greenhouse gases and it's humanity causing that. There's no way to prove that. There's no evidence that is the case. And actually, what it is probably cyclical. So what the interesting thing now is, the next time some fucking green cunt full of certitude says to you, well, the majority of scientists say this, just quote them the climate declaration.
Yeah,
more than 1,000.
Also, this week's focus, right, on the BBC News is Pakistan, because it's flooding, right? Apparently that's our fault as well. You go, hang on a minute, I'm looking at a fucking globe here, and there's Britain there, and your fucking tiny little fucking island there, and here's fucking Pakistan over here, massive fucking country, with loads of fucking industrialisation, right next to fucking India, which has also got loads of industrialisation, loads of people with fucking new cars, and fridges, and fucking air conditioning machines. So how the fuck is it our fault over here, when they're over there?
Yeah, I know. Just
answer me that.
And let's go back to the real essential point of the insanity of Boris and the gang telling people who haven't got any money...
They don't even know what net zero is.
...you've got to carry on paying this green levy in Great Britain. Great Britain produces 1% of the world's pollution. Nothing we do here would ever make any difference to the global picture. We could all go back to living in fucking mud huts and riding horses.
Well,
it would make no difference.
To be honest.
China is producing 28 fucking percent. It's got 1,150 coal-fueled power stations. It's building 300 more and it's digging up, exploring for more coal.
Yeah.
It's not doing fuck all. So there's all these countries, China, India, Russia, Brazil, Australia's no slouch either. America still. These are the countries that are polluting the world.
Yeah.
So why should we fucking have to wear hair shirts just to virtue signal? Because it's pointless. Pointless here.
But the point is as well that they want to do it and they will tell you why they want to do it, because we should be leading the world.
What the fuck does that mean?
Why should we lead the
fucking
world?
Xi Jinping over there in Beijing going, oh, well, I had this policy where I've got 1,150 power stations and I don't really give a shit, and I'm putting out 28% of the world's pollution. But I've just seen that in Britain, they're really tightening their belt and they're really getting very green, and I feel so guilty, I'm going to completely change China's policy. What a lot of fucking wank.
Yeah.
Who's going to fucking believe that?
I know.
It's fucking pathetic.
What about this picture, right? This is Reading Festival on fire.
I like this idea.
Britain's on fire. Do you know what's wrong with this fucking picture there, right?
Yeah.
My son was at Reading Festival and he came home yesterday looking a little bit fucking knackered, to be honest. Him and his girlfriend got off the train. And I said, shouldn't you have a bit more stuff with you? He went, no. I said, you sure? No. Get in the car, drop her off at home. He then goes, we did lose one of the chairs. I'm like, okay, because mum gave him a couple of chairs to take. Somebody nicked it. What I didn't know was that they nicked it to chuck it on a fucking bonfire because they burned the shit out of everything. He also left the fucking tent behind, which has also now been burnt because all these nutters decided to burn all the shit that was there.
That's a great idea. I think that all rock
festivals... You would like it.
No, I like the idea. All rock festivals should be set fire to. Yeah, take a few of the fucking audience out along the way.
But, I mean, the point is this. Most of the people who would have been there, it's not Glastonbury, I know, but I bet loads of people there would have been going, oh, yeah. Yeah, we're really into the climate change policies and green energy and
fuck
all that.
Off.
Do you know how much fucking damage a fucking rock weekend to the fucking environment?
Yeah, exactly.
There's shit everywhere.
Exactly.
I mean, he said the toilets you wouldn't fucking believe.
Oh, yeah,
talking about shit everywhere.
I've been to these fucking
things. I remember going to Nebworth many years ago to see Led Zeppelin. And it was just a big hole in the fucking ground where everybody supposedly pretended they were sitting on a
hopefully
porter.
Hopefully, chuck Led Zeppelin in there as
well.
Well,
Led Zeppelin were very good, actually.
Fucking hate Led Zeppelin.
Well, you don't like anything. That's not the point. But
I like a lot of bands. I don't like Led Zeppelin.
Let's talk about fucking...
By the way, just quickly before we go, yeah. When I was in the States, I'm not kidding you, in California, I was at the dinner party and somebody said to me, he said, I love your country. It's so intellectual. I said, well, not particularly. He said, no, really. I mean, what other country would have a reading festival? I said it's Reading.
You fucking dickhead. Yeah.
Although, serious.
Although we do have the Hay on Wye Festival, yeah. Don't we, Sophie? When you read the book.
You ever got that album, Who Live at Leeds?
Yeah, Who Live at Leeds. I thought they lived in Acton. So there we are. Let's talk about Rishi Sunak. And,
do we have to?
That other cunt, Grant Shapps, both of whom say, both of whom say that apparently they didn't agree with the lockdown. They didn't agree with the lockdown. And in fact, they said so at the time.
Liars!
Oh, really? Fuck off.
Liars!
Liars! As we say in Scotland, you think our head zips up the fucking back.
And that's Yeah, fucking hey. That's the other thing that Beach Body Ready Boris is parting shot is I was right about the lockdown. No, you weren't, fucking liar. You didn't even want them, but those sage cunts told you to have them, so you kept locking down this country, and that's half the reason why we're in the shit.
But Rishi
he said as if Boris is watching us.
But Rishi said we should never have given the scientists the power.
Tell us something
really?
We don't know.
You think?
Tell us something we don't know.
What's like the fucking...
You know, the whole time, back then, the fucking second lockdown, first lockdown for that matter, we're all going, don't do what these sage twats tell you. And yet they did, and they did, and they did. And then when they finally said no, what was it, two Christmases ago?
Yeah.
When there was a cabinet rebellion.
And it was
rebellion.
Touch and go. Last Christmas, right? But
fucking
actually,
hell, that
but they still killed
Christmas,
it. No, but they still killed it. Do you remember? Because that fucking bug-eyed twat, Witty, fucking came out and went, we wouldn't be having any Christmas parties if I were you. Yeah. So nobody fucking had a Christmas party. They cancelled them all. We had ours cancelled. Yeah. People that were supposed to be having them just at home cancelled them. Fucking Witty, who's never been to a party in his life because he hasn't got any fucking mates, bug-eyed twat.
Certainly hasn't now.
You know, I mean, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
You forget how recently this all happened. I mean, you know, this time last year, we were still in some kind of tiered fucking lockdown, weren't we?
You have to be... Right? So never let the fucking scientific nerds control the game ever again.
I mean, you remember
they don't know what
school.
They're talking about. They were totally fucking wrong. And in the end, what were we combating? What were we battling? A fucking disease, a virus. If you caught it, 99.5% of people didn't die from it. And it wasn't much of a fucking pandemic.
It really wasn't. And in fact, now, the fact that they're all saying, lockdowns, deaths are far worse, you're going, well, we were fucking saying that for 2 years, you fucking arse-wipes.
Yeah, I know, it's just unbelievable. And now, as you say, you've got some of these politicians, you know, Rishi Sunak, his last desperate roll of the dice, is, I was against the lockdowns. Yeah, now you tell us. I specifically remember him being one of part of the cabinet chorus saying, we have to follow the science. So next time we have any of this sort of shit, remember this, Boris, Rishi, Liz, we don't have to follow the science.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to, though? All these wankers have been saying, the thing is, working from home is really good. You know, when they get the electricity bill for £1 million a day, they'll be going, oh, fuck, I better get back to the office. I fucking, you know, never mind all that shit about making your food at home. Yeah. Oh, no, don't make anything at home. Buy it at the fucking office.
Wankers. A fucking idea. So the civil servants especially, but private firms as well. Let's just say all these people working from home, right, you're not working from home anymore, come into the office.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I want to work from home. All right, you're fired.
Yeah. Or you're making...
Come to the office or you're fired.
Or you're making 75% less than what you were making because we don't need to pay you the same amount of money to come in because you're not paying any fucking travelling costs.
By the way, talking about cunts in fucking politics, let's go to the number one cunt of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Sadiq Khan.
Oh, yes.
The mendacious mayor of London.
Yeah.
I mean, he fucking said, as I've been reading the papers a bit while I was abroad, he said that the hosepipe ban, and I quote, was a direct consequence of the climate crisis. No, it fucking wasn't.
There isn't
That's
a need
a
for
fucking
it.
Lie. Right. That's an absolute lie.
Also, there may be a hosepipe ban, but there's no ban on the fucking water company leaking 3 billion litres a day into the fucking ground. Yeah. How about a fucking ban on that?
Is there a hosepipe? Is there a ban on sticking a hosepipe up Sadiq Khan's arse and putting it on, put the tap on full pressure until he fucking dies?
I know that you want him to die.
I do.
No, I know you
I
do.
Really, really
no,
do.
No, I know you do, but yeah. I don't want really, to. I'm trying
I
to
mean,
say
are you telling me
trouble.
If you woke up tomorrow morning and it said, oh, terribly sad news, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, is... Let's fuck off. No. Fuck off. I'd throw a fucking party.
Yeah, I know you would, but that's because you're...
Fuck it. It would not be sad, Mike.
It would be sad.
It would be brilliant news.
No, it would be sad.
Fuck off. All right. Fuck off.
You can be as horrible as Cutty as you
like. Don't piss off. It would be sad if Sadiq Khan died. Would it fuck be sad?
Unlike you.
Be the best thing I've ever fucking heard.
Unlike you, I don't wish death upon anybody, you know.
I fucking do. I've got a long fucking list.
I know you have, but that's why you're not
Sadiq Khan, number one. It's straight in from nowhere. Number one, Sadiq Khan.
But here's the thing, right? Sadiq Khan has also said the government needs to take action because, of course, people are suffering and people are badly off. Is he going to take the fucking congestion charge off? No.
Of course
is he
not.
Going to make it possible to travel for free in London because you're fucking paying too much for your fucking electricity? No, he's not. He's going to do fuck all where he could actually control how much people spend in this country and how much people have to pay to live in fucking London.
Yeah.
But he won't.
How about
reducing the council tax?
How about he's constantly issuing advice on what to do when it's hot, you know, wear loose cotton clothes.
Yeah. Go on holiday to Italy. Where it's also hot. Nobody told me what to fucking do in Italy.
And what to do, how to save water, all these useful bits of advice. He never gives us advice on what to do if you get stabbed in the fucking street, which is what happens to people in the fucking city, the shitty city that he manages on an epic level every fucking day.
I've got some advice.
Dwarf.
Yeah, I've got some advice if you get stabbed. Don't call for a fucking ambulance because you'll be lying there for a long time before they fucking turn up.
Fucking outrageous.
Just get in a fucking black cab. They'll take you to the hospital.
This little cunt, though, this little fucking midget, he actually says that to this day, as people are fucking dying in the streets, getting stabbed left, right and centre, he actually says that his number one priority is climate change. Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck off.
What a dickhead.
It's a city. It's polluted. That's why I live here. I hate the fucking country. I don't want clean air. But also, more than that, I don't want to get stabbed.
Well, you get stabbed in the country as well, of course, because they've all moved out.
Well, not really. Only by a pitchfork.
Well, you could get stabbed by a pitchfork. Yeah, the locals could
be. You can't get stabbed in the country because there's no one there.
There's loads of people in the country.
They're not anywhere.
In the southeast of England, there is no more fucking country, right? Because it just is one huge fucking conurbation. From fucking
well,
London
no, there's
to
farms
Brighton.
And shit, isn't there?
Not really. Hardly any.
I used to have a house in Suffolk and there were definitely farms all over the place.
Right. What fucking did you do farm. With that?
Fucking sold the cunt.
Did you? Did you make money?
Yeah. I bought it cheap, did it up, sold it. I told you this before, didn't I? So we had this idea. So we had all these rich friends who had houses in the country and we used to go and stay with them the weekend. So I said to Henry, we should get a place in the country, you know, go and weekend. So we did found this really lovely cottage right on the village green, right in the middle. It was nice and parboiled. It was fucking
you
idyllic.
Get a bit sick of it,
I said, yeah, well, yeah, that's the point. So we're going. So every week, Friday, we get in the car with a dog, go up there. It'll be brilliant. We'll get there, get up, you know, spend the weekend there. Monday morning, back to London, all this shit. And then so we was there every weekend. And then every 2 weekends, and then once every 3 weeks.
Yeah, and then once a month.
And then in the end of the 3 months, we better fucking go up to the cottage. I haven't been for 3 months. And the, what I worked out...
Fucking milk bar got
what off. I worked out, though, when I was in the country, I said, well, why don't I like this very much? And I've worked out that I don't actually like the look of the countryside. I much prefer the look of skyscrapers and buildings and houses to the look of trees.
You've got
and,
no soul.
Well, I don't like trees and fields.
Why not?
Well, it's fucking full of cow shit.
Well, you live in the
they?
Fucking outskirts of Hampstead Heath. It's
what
full
mean,
of trees.
Why not? Why not?
Well, you fucking live in a place where there's more
well,
trees.
Well, I take the dog there, but apart from that, I don't go there.
You don't like Hampstead Heath?
Well, yeah, I do like Hampstead Heath.
It's got a lot of trees
because you can
it.
See the city.
Yeah, but you've got loads of trees
in you've got the comforting view of the city not very far away.
No, fair enough. Now, the other thing we've got to talk about is Emily Maitlis.
Talking of cunts.
Talking of... The BBC.
In at number two.
In at number two.
Of my death list.
Emily Maitlis, right, who inexplicably has resigned her job at the BBC, where she paid a bucket load of money by Newsnight, to go and work for some bullshit fucking organisation nobody's ever fucking heard of to do a podcast.
To do a podcast?
Nobody's going to fucking listen to with some other bloke who's fucking useless
John,
as well.
John Supples.
John Sodoff.
Who he?
Anyway, she decided to take it upon herself, because she's such a fucking Ramona, right? She can't forgive this country for voting to leave the EU, as if it's down to her personally to fucking stay in the EU. She goes up to Edinburgh, does the McTaggart lecture, starts talking about Tories running the fucking BBC. I mean, has she ever watched the fucking BBC? When was the last time you saw a fucking Tory policy being espoused? And when was the last time you saw anyone actually saying Brexit was a good idea, wasn't it? Really?
Are you fucking joking? It's extraordinary that,
fucking world is she living
she
in?
She believes she was sort of rode out of the BBC or had to leave the BBC due to evil Tory forces.
Yeah.
In the fucking BBC. You fucking mad, mate, right. You fucking idiot.
Yeah, I mean, you can't turn a fucking corner in Broadcasting House until you see a guy with a Tory rosette. Fuck off.
She's talking about Robbie Gibb, isn't she? The former Downing Street spin doctor.
A guy who's worked inside of the fucking Tory machine.
She called him a Tory agent.
He's not really a Tory agent, is he? I mean, he sits on the board of the fucking BBC. David, I'll tell you what was interesting. David Dimbleby was on the Today programme, and I don't normally listen to it on a Saturday morning, but I happen to be driving, so I put it on. And he absolutely tore a strip off her.
Yeah, and so did John Simpson, didn't he?
Yeah. He said she's absolutely wrong. He said the criticism that she got while she was at Newsnight was actually not for her, it was for the whole team, because they didn't do anything right. And she actually said in this fucking lecture, the reason why the BBC was biased in favour of the Tories was that they had 41 experts who wanted to remain in the EU and only one who wanted to leave. But they had to have a balanced debate between the two people, one on one side, one on the other. Therefore, somehow it was biased. Fuck off!
The fucking the BBC biased in favour of the Tories.
It's ridiculous. Heard,
I mean, is she insane?
I think
is
she might be.
She fucking insane? And good luck with your podcast, because that's where your career has descended to, Emily. I mean,
we are actually doing a podcast now. I mean, there is that.
but ours is full of swearing.
Ours also
and
is in
childish
the fucking,
jokes.
Ours is in the fucking charts.
Her and Soapal. Imagine her and Soapal sitting there. Well, John, this is our first podcast.
Can you imagine, mate, this?
Well, I've got to say, there's a lot of Tory cunts at the BBC. Yes, Emily, there fucking is.
Imagine if fucking John Soapal opens it up and goes, I wish that fucking absolute cunt Johnson was dead.
Yeah.
You know, just like you've done with Sadiq Khan.
And Emily, fucking John Simpson having a go at me looks like fucking Shrek, fat old cunt. Fuck off.
Yeah, what a David Dimbleby, he's a fucking 128.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what was interesting, actually? Dimbleby, they played this clip out of Dimbleby interviewing Harold Wilson, mm-hmm. who was, of course, the Labour Prime Minister way back when. But he was actually in opposition. So it must have been, I think, in the early 70s when Heath was in. And they asked him a question about his memoirs and who was paying for them and who had bought the or how much money he was going to make out of them. And he went fucking mad. And he declared that he was never going to be fucking answering that question. Not only that, if they didn't cut it out of the interview couldn't go out. And the BBC fucking caved in. The BBC took it out of the interview and Dimbleby said, you know what, we decided we didn't want our names on it. So the BBC sort of governors have always been very, very careful not to upset the Labour Party. But they love upsetting the fucking Tories.
Oh, they love that. They love that.
They're constantly fucking bashing Boris, aren't they?
And
they will now probably no doubt bash Liz Truss.
They fucking hate Boris, and that was what it was all about. Mm. Emily Maitlis began Newsnight on that notorious evening with a diatribe against Boris and against Dominic Cummings and against the Tories. People are sick of these people. People are fed up with this Prime Minister. They're fed up with his Rasputin-like spin doctor, Dominic Cummings. It was a direct diatribe against the Prime Minister and his administration.
Yeah.
That's not what Newsnight should be doing. I mean, I happen to feel, that the BBC's obsession with balance and impartiality, which of course they don't actually maintain.
Of course they don't.
That's their big mistake. Because, you know, we don't have to be balanced or impartial.
Well, we don't pretend to be, though.
We don't pretend
to be. But we don't say we are.
I think journalists should be allowed to say what they fucking think. The BBC neutering all of its intelligent journalists is a stupid thing to do.
If you want to be sensible about this, actually, I would have no issue with the BBC having a biased Newsnight programme. As long as you knew that it was, but don't fucking pretend that it's
exactly
not.
Right.
But the news,
exactly right.
But the news, which is a much bigger problem for them, is actually biased.
It's exactly right.
Because they don't do it straight. And in the end, what Dimbleby said about her lecture was that the lecture and the statements that she made should have all been questions, right? Which is quite an intelligent way to put it.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, you know, Brexit was a mistake, if you're a proper BBC journalist, you ask the question, was Brexit a mistake? It's a different way of doing it. You don't fucking come out and say, obviously,
but we
also know, and you know this better than anyone, because you know the figures. Newsnight's figures have gone fucking fallen off a cliff.
12 viewers.
Yeah.
But it is the duplicitous nature of BBC impartiality that is the problem. They say, we're impartial, we're unbiased. And they're actually not. So no, they're not hiding behind a false flag. They're saying everything we say you can trust because it's balanced, but it is nothing of the kind. And it was officially decided that they were extremely unbalanced, extremely biased throughout the Brexit debate in favour of Remain. Yeah. You know, so BBC, I mean, it's fucking hurtling. It's in a
it's literally on the luge.
On the way to hell.
We used to call it on the luge to fucking nowhere. It's
fucked.
Coming right
it's
down
fucked.
The fucking
it's
hill.
It's fucked.
And pretty soon it's going to take off. Fucked. And it's going to come around a corner and just fly off into the fucking forest.
Yeah, so they put out a thing yesterday saying, they put a thing around at the start, there are 170 unconscious biases you've got to be worried about. You've got to be vigilant about white prejudice and all this kind of shite. It's like, why don't you fuck off with this shite and fucking make some decent programmes?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Try that.
There's a fucking idea. That's a good way to finish. Make some decent fucking programmes, you complete and utter tosspots.
Tosspots, cunts, fucking BBC wankers.
Right. So, another live stream podcast comes to an end. Thank you for watching. We were going to have some questions, but I don't know if anybody sent any in. Most of the people that are sending in comments to me are just thanking us for doing it and saying things. Really good. Thank you very much for that. We will probably do another proper live broadcast.
Yeah, anytime.
When we get people in. But the problem is at the moment, both of us have got shit to do later, so we didn't think we could get completely ripped up. So we didn't want to invite you in under false pretenses and then leave. But we'll be back on Saturday night here on Talk TV.
Indeed.
With the old Saturday night talk away. And we'll see you soon. Don't do anything fucking stupid. If you're not on Patreon yet, sign up to Patreon, because we're now going to do another little video for your delectation over there. We'll see you next week.
Dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,